This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD may soon dip into the savings account it keeps for a long-delayed train to Boulder and Longmont, which was promised back in 2004. But costs rose unexpectedly, and RTD put it on hold. Now a majority of the RTD board wants to use some of the money allotted for the train to pay for more immediate needs, such as better bus service. More free internet hotspots and low-cost devices are headed to Colorado families to help with remote learning. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
T-Mobile will provide up to 100 gigabytes of broadband data to 34,000 low-income families. It's part of an agreement the state made with the company when it merged with Sprint, Governor Jared Polis.
There are still far too many kids at home that lack access to high-speed broadband.
The coronavirus is exposing a digital divide that threatens to widen the gap between the haves and the have-nots. The state will also spend $2 million in federal relief funds for districts to buy Wi-Fi hotspots or build towers and furnish mobile trucks to get families online. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Four Corners Motorcycle Rally will take place over Labor Day weekend in Durango. Organizers say it's been scaled back due to restrictions to limit the spread of COVID-19. The acting mayor says they've gotten letters from concerned residents about safety at the rally, which starts on Friday. 89 in Denver, it's 74 in Vail, and 88 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.